Since we're talking about greens for the moment, I'm going to stay with that and move on to our cacao mint spirulina, which is a brand new release. And in fact, it is not typically included in the demo kit because we're not technically releasing it to March 1st, even though it, you know, we've been putting it out in the marketplace here and there. If you are going to be demoing the cacao mint spirulina, you'll have to let us know because, again, that's not typically included in the demo kit until we get wider distribution on that. And Rainbows, you can make any decision on that, how you want to handle that. So we were one of the first companies way back. We were one of three of the first companies to launch spirulina, chlorella, our green kamut, which is the heirloom wheatgrass, the just barley back over 25 years ago, and that's when we started doing our own manufacturing. And we had a product called Carib Mint Spirulina. And about a year ago, we discontinued the Carib Mint Spirulina, and we definitely heard a bit of an outcry. We weren't selling a lot of it. We decided to discontinue it. So we said, okay, if we're going to bring it back, let's bring it back even better than ever. And we brought it back in an organic form. I told them, one sec. Excuse me. In an organic form, and we've now included cacao as well. Sorry about that. I have no idea where that came from. So we've taken carob, mint, and cacao and put it in with one of the most incredible algaes, our beautiful blue-green spirulina algae. Mix it with water. It is, I've heard everything from it tastes like chocolate chip, mint chocolate chip ice cream, to an Andes mint, to a York peppermint patty. Those are all the things that buyers, retailers, sales folks have told us. And you'll hear that from your brokers as well, I would suspect. It is vegan. It is non-GMO. It is soy-free. It is super potent. And spirulina is very fast-acting. It's got a very thin cell wall. It's very easy for your digestive system to break open and just reap the rewards of this incredibly beautiful multi-cell algae. And with the cacao flavor, you also have cacao itself, which is a wonderful antioxidant. So now you've added additional antioxidant value to something that is a vegan protein. In fact, spirulina is 65% protein, which is pretty high. It's actually the highest vegan most absorbable form, of vegan protein on the planet is spirulina. Not to mention, it's, and you could read up on this, this is not just Pure Planet sharing this with you, it's long since been called nature's multivitamin because it includes so many essential amino acids, antioxidants, vitamins. That green pigment, phycocyanins, chlorophyll, it's incredible. High in tannins, it's got vitamin E as well. This is really a power food that tastes phenomenal. We do really well with spirulina, you guys. We kind of just up the ante here by having one that actually tastes delicious, especially when you're talking about spirulina. We expect this to be pretty darn successful for us. As a matter of fact, Genevieve, I know that if anybody on the call is going to be demoing at Healthy Home Market, that that Darren just brought these in for all the stores. I also know in Florida that Ronnie has been making placements and Patrick has been making placements. So we also have, and as well as Brenda in California. So for those of you that are doing, well, for all of you that are doing demos, I would definitely check in with your broker and find out if the Kakaoman spirulina has been placed. Straight water, you guys. Straight water. I can't even think of a juice to put this in. I have had it in a smoothie with almond milk. It's ridiculously delicious. We just don't like the extra calories. And so far, with the exception of the tart cherry, all the products we've talked about here, there's no glycemic index. We flavor with Lohan and stevia. And you guys, stevia has come a long way. And we are really good at flavoring. Jerry, our R&D gentleman, is amazing at what he does with flavoring. For those people that claim to be sensitive to stevia and they could taste the, you know, have an aftertaste, you really don't with our products. I think I've had one person say, oh, I could taste it. But if you don't tell them that there's stevia in there and you tell them Lohan, it's so funny. They're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then if you say that there's stevia in there, then they'll go, oh, yeah, I taste the stevia. Not so much. The Lohan really cuts that. And Lohan is a berry and stevia is an herb. And anyway, we've all come a long way with using stevia for flavoring. And I want to talk about natural flavorings in just a moment. I'm going to go over the plant protein next.